Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
The Grim Reaper. It's one of those things, you know, it's in lore, Angel of Death, that sort of thing. But how often does this thing actually happen? How often is someone visited by something from another world, if you will, that is there to usher in death? We've heard many stories like it. Is there always the angel of death that comes? Is there the angel that brings life? Is there one that's kind of in the middle, one that's not necessarily there to usher in death or bring you along? And not necessarily keep you alive either, but just more so to be an observer. Just a spectator of death. Kind of make sure everything goes the way it should. That's an interesting question. And one that we certainly ask in our next story. As one woman comes very close, almost face to face with death. And she sees someone standing by watching. Not helping, not making it go one way or the other, but just observing. Take a listen. My story takes place on an early fall evening, just at midnight. Since you don't know me, I'll fill you in on important facts for further understanding of what happened. I'm a 25-year-old woman who was born with an asthma allergy, and I've not had asthma attacks for about 12 years prior to this past December and January. So, September 23rd was a typical day for me. A typical day meaning my usual wake up in the morning, check on my daughter, get ready for the day, give my daughter a diaper, change something, get something to eat, and put her super wide cartoon on so I can focus on house cleaning. We had a good day that was uneventful, save for one of our friends stopping by who hangs out with us throughout the week to play video games and chat about martial arts and life events and lessons. The day went on comfortably. My fiance and I put my daughter to sleep and cuddle up to watch some movies. He'd been working most of the day, so he headed off to the bedroom around 11:30 that night. I turned the movie off, but started to notice I was getting a tight feeling in my chest. For those with asthma, you may well know that this is the time to start specific breathing exercises and making home remedies if your emergency inhaler is not nearby or is empty. I'd not had any serious breathing issues since my inhaler ran out of medicine and was just waiting on a financially good time to get another one. For those who do not know, in cases like this, you can stretch to open the chest muscles, drink black coffee to temporarily help you breathe, drink honey tea. Beware of using lemon juice because that may cause your condition to worsen if you do not have someone around you. You may invest in a massage chair to open the airways through muscle relaxation, etc. Anyway, in my situation, it was the middle of the night, and I simply drank black coffee and chatted with a friend online until the caffeine wore off. The coffee made me comfortable enough to breathe, just enough to get to sleep for about an hour. I woke up struggling for air off and on every hour of the night up to my fiance's alarm clock going off. He had to go to work, but I knew he was getting off early that day, so I figured I could control my asthma until we could get to a pharmacy. I had a very trying and difficult day. Just attempting to maneuver around and take care of my daughter was an extremely painful experience. I did not realize I was coming down with a seriously high fever because of my focus on breathing. When I took care of my daughter that morning, I decided to look online to find out what all can trigger asthma reactions. Thanks to a Michigan website about asthma, I learned that I was surrounded by asthma triggers, and I slowly moved about my bedroom and living room, placing most of these items in a box. Dust and mold are triggers as well, so I took wet paper towels and wiped down as many surfaces as I could before feeling too much pain to do much more than sit and rest with a cup of water. These few things took me from about 7 a.m. to 11:45 p.m. to finish, at which point I decided to contact my fiancé at work to let him know we needed to do and go and buy an inhaler refill. But I think he did not fully realize just how badly I needed it at this point. He said we would get it when he got home from work. I knew he was supposed to just be working until 3 o'clock, so I figured I could handle waiting that little bit longer for him to get home. By the time 2:15 p.m. rolled around, I was in tears with pain, wheezing heavily, and telling myself over and over, it's just a little while longer. I decided to put a movie on as I figured he would be home at least off work by the time the movie was over, and it would serve as a good distraction from my breathing issue. Again, if you do not have asthma, you can imagine focusing on your breath when it feels like no matter how much air you try to pull in, you can just get enough, not enough to breathe regularly. If you can imagine trying to breathe through a coffee mixer straw, it's about how it feels as you're gulping deep breaths as you can. Because I tend to overly focus on the amount of air I'm drawing in, a little distraction like a movie is useful, as it helps me to have a more regular breathing pattern even when my airways are constricted and inflamed. Well, 4 p.m. is the next time I remember seeing on my wall clock, and I was desperate for my inhaler at this point but could not talk very clearly. So I sent a text to the landline number at his work asking them to let him know we need to pick up my inhaler from the pharmacy soon. As I sent him emails, Facebook messages, and instant messages until I finally got a hold of him at 5 p.m. Keep in mind I had been having progressively worse asthma attack symptoms as well as a high fever at this point. I got a hold of him and told him he needed to come home because I really needed him. Come to find out, he was in the library at his work. He works at a college trying to print the forms I needed to re-enroll in college. So, add my side of furiousness to his seriously misplaced priority as he did not realize how direly urgent the situation had become, and I had to swear at him in an email for him to snap out of his just got off work, slow down for the day mode and get him to head home. I think he must have run home at this point because he was at the door just minutes later. He tried to have a little conversation with me. I just handed him the phone and forced out the words, "Have you found a ride yet? We don't have a vehicle." While a bus could get us to the pharmacy, it would have been too late going that route, so he immediately shut up and called one of our good friends who always shows up when there's an emergency that we need help with. That call lasted maybe 1 minute, and about 4 minutes later, our friend showed up and took my fiancé to the pharmacy. I just realized I left out where I called a pharmacy to have the prescription filled by 3 p.m. Naturally, I was struck on the couch with pain, gasping for air, trying to calm my daughter, begging for God to help me and let me breathe until he got back. In all the mayhem, I caught a glimpse of something in my bedroom. It made me stop thinking about the situation for a moment and tried cleaning tears from my face to see what I was noticing. Not so shocked, as only pain interceded, I looked up from my tears and saw what looked like a solid black statue in the shape of what we see as an angel, which looks like the shape of a human, but with wings, and not like feathery wings, but more like solid black, almost metallic-looking wings. This unidentified creature was just facing me, completely inanimate, yet with a presence that was peaceful, yet warning. It did not have either a positive or a negative vibe about it, but more of an observer's vibe. Like what I saw was only meant to watch what was going on and not start it or stop it or in any way interfere, except it seemed to almost let me know it was there. I immediately thought I had seen an angel who does not so much bring death as the angel who observes the dying of the physical body. Naturally, my reaction was, "No, not now, please God, I am not ready, please, my fiancé's name, get home." And shortly after thinking this, it was like the spirit was partially in my bedroom and had moved a little out of view, almost like the way a person would move towards someone they were talking to in another room, but to where you can still see part of them, except again, and still appear to be lifeless and not moving, even though I saw it in two different positions. After focusing on prayer and no longer looking towards this being, I kept looking out the window, just hoping my fiancé would return soon. I guess the line at the pharmacy was decently long because he was not back until about 5:45 p.m., handing me the bag with my inhaler and rushing to the restroom. Ironically enough, our restroom is through the bedroom and behind its own door, right where the being was observing. And that was indirectly the first place my fiancé went when he got here. Lord knows I want to go to heaven someday, but it is going to be exceedingly difficult for me to let go of my family when my time comes. And all I ask is to see my children just grow a little more before that time. I hope this story helps those of you looking for answers about dark angels and death bringers and what have you. I cannot say the black angel looking creature is a bringer of death, but from my experience, the being is certainly the observer of death, of our flesh, and possibly the continuing of our reassurance of life as a spirit afterlife, as a trapped spirit that has ended.
Stories online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.